Welcome to Customer Value Performance Momentum, a talk show brought to you by ClearAction Continuum. Please visit clearaction.com to get acquainted with the ClearAction Value Exchange, a membership to take your customer experience, customer success, customer care, customer engagement, and marketing teams to the next level of job satisfaction and strategic impact. It's 24/365 professional development in small bites for on-the-go access and real-time solutions to your job challenges in connecting the dots, improving efficiency and scalability, gaining cross-organizational collaboration, and influencing your company to be more innovative and nimble through customer intelligence. Take a look at clearaction.com and join us today.
Is your organization using marketing attribution to demonstrate marketing's value? How do you identify the right touch points and channels that matter? Welcome to this edition of Enterprise Marketing, The Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real-time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices from marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. This morning, we're excited to have Dave Rigotti, Head of Marketing at Visible, to share his insights on leveraging marketing attribution to excel as a marketing rock star. Welcome, Dave. Let's get started. Dave, what are some good approaches when you're starting out to implement an attribution marketing approach?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and it is such a hot space as you've been talking about. So I'm excited to add some clarity here. So first of all, thank you. Some good approaches. We find that the first thing that you need to do before, honestly, you're even ready to have attribution in your company is you need to be aligned on revenue measurement and management internally. So you need to say, I want to measure revenue. I'm going to be taking action on that. And both the marketing team and especially leadership understands the impact of that. Certainly, it adds a level of benefit to how you're doing your marketing. But if your CEO is still holding you to a lead goal or clicks or opportunities, you know, attribution is not going to be really helpful. So the first thing you need to do is get aligned across the team on revenue measurement. And then the second thing that we find is to review your operations. So your line in revenue, you're like, yes, this is something that we should be doing. Next, you need to go find out kind of who's already doing this, who's not. So go talk with your media team. How are they optimizing? Go talk with the events team. How do they measure success? Ultimately, develop an understanding of the measurement picture across the organization. Are we double counting? Are we really measuring performance the right way? And building a full kind of timeline view of how of what the buyer's journey looks like. So especially in B2B, it's often a pretty convoluted story.
Are there some must-have tools, Dave, that you think need to be in place? Any automation tools or any models or things that should be in place to streamline this process as you move forward in your execution?
Yeah. There's certainly a journey in sophistication of attribution, and kind of each stage of the journey has different tools which are important for that stage. When you're small and you're just getting started, maybe you don't even have a full-time marketer yet, or maybe you just hired your first one. And we find that there's a lot of great free tools out there, Google Analytics, even some of the tools from the ad networks and what they provide can be really great. And then as you start to grow your marketing team, you start to scale. Maybe you're at 30 employees or something, and you really start to get a little deeper in all of your tools across your marketing stack. The one that we always recommend for B2B companies at around that stage is getting marketing automation in place, like a Pardot or a Marketo or Eloqua or even a HubSpot or Acton. Just get something in place. And that's a really great kind of introduction to attribution. And then when you start to get to kind of more advanced, maybe you've scaled your marketing channels, you're have heavy investment in 3 or 4 channels, you have a marketing team of 10 people, maybe your company is about 100 people. That's where we start to see the desire for deep multi-touch attribution and understanding, better understanding the alignment between sales and marketing. So that's kind of the attribution picture for kind of 3 stages. The other thing to think about is where is the data living? So from the very beginning, we see that for, especially for B2B companies, that Salesforce is this gold mine of bottom of the funnel sales information, like opportunities and revenue and customers, like all of the metrics that you want to be looking at for attribution to make the right marketing decisions. So we always recommend, hey, have your attribution match and measure where your sales data is living. For B2B companies, that's Salesforce, and for B2C companies, that transaction is happening online, and you can even get away with Google Analytics for quite a bit longer.
Great. Well, Dave, I know that Visible works with a myriad of companies. You know, are there some examples you can share, even generically, not naming the customer, where you've seen them do this well and things have really been executed well?
Yeah, gosh, we do have a lot. My favorite customer segment for Visible is SaaS companies. Like SaaS startups, especially those kind of right around 100 to 500 employees, they are companies that have really demanded growth and a revenue picture. So they have hyper focus on becoming a bigger company. And when you have that mindset at your company, attribution becomes a really important factor. If you budget yourself just a certain marketing budget every year, and hey, you just want to maintain, well, like maybe attribution like isn't right for you. But you want to be hyper focused on growth, and to do that well, you need to be measuring revenue, not leads. One of my favorite customers is Optimizely. They've gone from maybe 100 or 150 employees when they bought Visible, and now they're much larger than that. And I like to think that we played a small part in that. We've also seen some really good success with companies who are measuring account-based marketing. That's also another hot topic, and some of the metrics kind of get flipped on their head, and you start to think about not just leads, opportunities, and revenue, but pipeline and velocity. So all of these types of metrics kind of demand tools that can better measure them.
Funny to hear you say that, because I just attended a Business Marketing Association event last week where John Miller spoke about just that very topic, account-based marketing. It's kind of interesting to see how that's segmented as well, right, and how attribution plays in that world. Now, Dave, where have you seen companies who've started out to do this fail, you know, where it just doesn't work? Where did they miss?
Yeah. I usually see it with I'll say like misalignment internally. Attribution is one of those aspects in an organization where it really affects everyone. And it affects the entire marketing team. It affects the management chain up to the CEO. And it ultimately has big impacts on the sales team, sales, success. Like, it really impacts the entire organization. So I usually see it happens with kind of alignment internally. If you've been measuring something the same way forever, and somebody comes in and says, you know what, we're going to measure things totally different. Some people might have a little hesitation to that because they don't really know how that's going to impact them. And that's what we see with attribution sometimes. You don't really know kind of how it's going to change your marketing until you actually get it in place. And I'll describe this a little bit. So, and this is actually a benefit of attribution as well. So when you don't have like great attribution in place, maybe you're measuring kind of just a single marketing touch and applying all the credit to that touch, or you're measuring channels individually and not, say, if somebody comes from Google AdWords and then meets you in an event, like mapping those together, or measuring, maybe you're measuring kind of individuals and not accounts. You may not understand, it's actually very difficult or near impossible to understand kind of how far off your measurement is. And I get it. You have the best that you have in place right now. But you really haven't been able to quantify your channel bias. And this means, if say you're doing attribution, you have a first touch model in place. So you're saying, I'm going to give all of the marketing credit to the very first time somebody comes to my website, say. Well, there are certain marketing channels that like directly supports. Take social, for example. Social is a top of the funnel channel. It doesn't come with a lot of intent. So if you're saying, hey, let's just apply single touch, first touch attribution, you are going to kind of give probably a little bit too much credit to social and then totally ignore other channels, like, for example, retargeting, where by definition they have to visit your site, or email, or sales enablement. All of these things that we know are very important to closing a deal. But when your attribution model doesn't include those, it's hard to know like how far off your measurement is. So when you move to something like a multi-touch attribution model, you start to quantify those biases that you had in your data, like the channel bias. Now, you are evening out correctly. So social kind of comes down a little bit, retargeting gets some credit, sales enablement gets some credit, and now everyone is getting the credit they deserved, because I think some people were ignored in the past. But there's always like sometimes a little bit of winners and losers. So kind of aligning that team internally to kind of understand what that impact is going to be and say, you know, this means we can measure better, we can make the right decisions. So there might be a short adjustment period in the very near term to kind of optimize your marketing, but even the medium term, not even the long term, it's going to be beneficial. So we see that happen a lot, where there's a little bit of an adjustment period to kind of the new data that's coming in and figuring out how that's going to impact individuals' jobs.
And this makes sense, Dave, because you're really looking at the marketing touch points and the channels in a holistic view, right? With multi-touch attribution, you know, you're counting everything as much as you can, shall we say. So you're really getting a look at what's impacting, you know, revenue, right, across the board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then figuring out, so there's always like an adjustment period to kind of the individuals. There's also a little bit of an adjustment period on just the data as well. This is why I consider everyone on our team a marketing operations person. I think it's a core piece to market technology and marketing data is everyone needs to understand what that data is and how to do it. Because if you have had sort of a simplistic approach to attribution, your data is pretty straightforward. But when you start to connect into CRMs, you start to measure accounts, you really start to have kind of true sales and marketing alignment. For example, at Visible, I have a revenue goal. It is the same revenue goal as our sales leader. It's forecasted through the year. At the end of the quarter, if we're doing great, I'm very happy. If we're maybe missing a revenue quota, I feel the same pain as sales. And that's the way, that's how you know if you have sales and marketing alignment. So there's always a cultural adjustment period as well. We think it's the right cultural adjustment to take. And if sales, or if marketing is patting themselves on the back for hitting their lead goal and then sales misses revenue, that's not healthy to the organization, to culture, to growth. There's always that sort of cultural adjustment and data adjustment as well. Like, what should we be measuring? We can measure opportunities. We can measure revenue. We can get really deep. So that's really where marketing operations has to step up and be a good champion for the data.
Agreed. Dave, you've hit on a lot of good points this morning. What are the top 3 to 4 takeaways for marketers to remember today when they're trying to venture out and starting out maybe, or even when they've started out to use marketing attribution?
Yeah, gosh, there's so much. I think the first is just to ask a lot of questions. If you haven't had a real conversation about attribution yet, that's fine. We ran a survey to 350 B2B marketers in the fall and found that a quarter don't have attribution in place. More than half had just a simplistic single-touch model in place, and very few had multi-touch yet. So you're not alone, but use this as an opportunity to ask a lot of questions and kind of just come in and just say, hey, I'm just trying to understand what are we doing? How are we measuring things? What happens if somebody comes from a digital channel and then we meet them at a conference? How do we apply revenue to that? Which one gets the credit? And so just come in and ask a lot of questions. And then with those questions, go audit the data. Find out, are we double counting in that case? Is the events person saying, yay, we get the revenue credit, and then, you know, the AdWords media manager is saying that they get all the credit because they had the first touch. Like, go understand how the team is operating and how the data is supporting. And I think that's by far the first step that needs to happen. And this isn't just a marketing team audit. This is a cultural alignment as well. Go talk with sales. Somebody once said, you know you have sales and marketing alignment when the sales team is buying you the marketer, a beer. And I think that's a really great quote. And probably not enough beers being bought for marketers. You'll find, too, marketers are the only ones still reporting activities. At the end of the month, the marketer will stand up at the team meeting or have the CEO meeting, and they're saying, we updated our logo. We created this great new white paper. We ran this awesome webinar. Those are good things, but those are activities. You have sales teams who are just reporting revenue, the outcomes of their work. Even customer success now, it has shifted from, hey, we answered this many support tickets, to, hey, this is our happiness of our customers, and here's the upgrade that we've gotten relative to churn. So marketers need to kind of audit not only the data and how the team is operating, but, you know, the cultural impact of that as well, with sales and marketing alignment and reporting on outcomes. So that's like a very long-winded first point. But I can't stress that enough, and that's really the place to start. And then the second takeaway is marketing operations like really need to be the champions here. I'm so excited for this role at companies, and I think it's long overdue, and I'm glad that it extended beyond just marketing automation, because marketing automation is still very, very core, especially in B2B companies, but there's so much more to it. So marketing operations really needs to be the champions of this alignment and this data. And then finally, when you're in a company is ready, typically around 50 to 100 employees so we see it earlier, we see it later, really start to look at what's the deep right way to answer these questions. And that's usually through some multi-touch measurement, giving credit to all of the stages in the funnel, from awareness to leads to closed deals. So apply the revenue kind of across the buyer's journey. Your product marketing person will be very happy, because it'll be the first time that anyone has ever said that they are a contributor to revenue. And product marketing certainly is a contributor to revenue. So those are the three kind of major takeaways is audit, find a champion, be the champion, and then multi-touch when you're ready.
Great. Thank you, Dave. I see we have a few more minutes. If there are any questions from our call-in guest.
Lynn, I have a question.
And you are? Can you tell us who you are?
Oh, this is Mike Locke.
Okay.
I have a question. You say that the marketing team isn't presenting any type of revenue to your C-level meeting what's going on there. But aren't you, as a marketer, shouldn't you be holding the sales team to a close rate based on the leads you give? That should be, there's not much you can do in marketing other than give sales leads. But are you not holding the sales team responsible for that close rate on those leads?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think if you were to ask a salesperson that, they would say that they can't control the win rates either, and that they're ultimately just an influencer just as much as marketing. So certainly...
Their job is a certain percentage of closed leads. The industry has a typical standard. The company has a typical standard. If the sales team is not hitting those leads, the close rate based off those leads, you now have to hold sales accountable in front of that team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it doesn't remove that metric from sales. So sales, revenue is not the only metric that people need to be held accountable for. It's a good North Star, but there's lots of other stars in the constellation to point you in the direction. We see it as an anchor, and there's lots of contributing factors to that, like how many leads are we driving, the opportunities, and ultimately win rate. But those kind of sum up to the outcome of all of those, ultimately is revenue.
Thank you, Mike. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you both. Dave, thanks so much. And we look forward to catching you both soon.
Thank you so much. This has been a real pleasure.
Join us on a regular basis for more solutions to customer value performance momentum. Please visit clearaction.com and arrange a demo for your team to see how the ClearAction Value Exchange is a game changer in job satisfaction and strategic impact.